Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Volcanic Gold Mines, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VG, and on the OTC markets under the symbol VLMZF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Simon Ridgway. To bring everybody up to speed, Volcanic Gold Mines is focused in Guatemala on the Holly Project. They also have the Banderas property. We're going to be talking a lot about this Holly property because, well, there was news that came out yesterday, some drill results, some high-grade drill results from the La Pena vein. This is at the Holly Project. But there are also some pretty big news releases coming up, which includes a resource coming out in the very short term. Let's start with the drill results from yesterday. The headline numbers here being hole 30, which is the total of the holes released now at this drill program. It intersected 11.4 grams per ton gold and 1150 grams per ton silver over a little bit more than 1.5 meters. This is within a broader interval of little over 10.5 meters, grading 2.07 grams per ton gold and almost 400 grams per ton silver. There was also hole 22 reported that came in more high grade, 11.2 grams per ton gold and 522 grams per ton silver over, again, a little more than 1.5 meters. Simon, summarize these drill results for us, please, and also big picture drill results here now that you have 30 holes released from this drill program.
Yeah, no, we were very pleased with the hits we had in hole 30. The last hole to get assayed, we had a long wait for these results just because of the mix up with the labs. But it was great to see that high grade intercept coming in again. You know what? Holes 23 and 27 each side of hole 30 were broader and much higher grade. So the geos were expecting better numbers, but I'm very happy with what we got. I mean, this is $1,000 plus rock, so you know, per ton. So they very good numbers. We were excited. We continue to hit that high grade. Those high grade results, and we're going to put these numbers now into a resource calculation. As you know, we haven't been drilling now for about a month and a half. We will be putting the drill back on the property sometime in the next 45 days. You know, when we get the drill into the country, I'm not really sure, but it is being mobilized. But meanwhile, we're doing a resource calculation and then a quick estimation of what it would cost to mine this high grade. We have at the moment a strike of about 250 meters on the Pena vein and a depth of about 200 meters. So it will be an easy vein to mine, and the widths on the, 1.5 to 4.5 meters and in a lot of the holes with that high grade. So I'm anticipating a nice high-grade resource that will be easy to mine. But and we should have that out sometime in the next week.
Well, Simon, just explain your philosophy on putting out a resource estimate this early on, because many companies will drill for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years and always avoid putting out that resource estimate till the last minute. But you're coming out after really only a year of drilling and 30 drill holes with the resource estimate and the economics around it. But explain what your rationale for that is and how that may crystallize the project with investors, but also local stakeholders.
Yeah, well, it's more the focus of this is to show the investors what we're doing with the few millions we've spent on the property already and the value we've created with that. But more importantly, at the moment, is to show the local communities where we are what the value could be to them, you know, with the royalties they'd be getting and the work it could generate, and also how simple it would be to mine. You know, this would be underground, a simple tunnel going in, and mining this 250 meter strike length. There'd be no open pit. It wouldn't affect the water at all, and we wouldn't need a plant in the area, because there are, you know, in the next year there'll be two plants within trucking distance to us, a Bluestone mill. Once they get permit in place, we'll start construction sometime this year, and I do anticipate that the Pan American's Escobal mine will be in production also, which is probably about 70 kilometers away. So we don't need to build a plant, and we just need to be able to mine this resource. And so we really want to show to the small towns in the area what a benefit it could be to them. You know, as you know, from some 6 weeks ago, the troubles we had with there was some anti-mining sentiment in the area, mostly generated by some international groups such as Oxfam, trying to, for whatever reason, their anti-mining stance all over Latin America. But we want to show the people the benefits of having mines in the area, that it does not have to be negative. It's very positive, in fact. So that's the point of doing the resource at this time.
Okay, so Simon, you outlined what seems like a pretty clear path to, I guess, initial production at La Pena, if you want to go in that direction when these mills are operating in the area. But the news release even says the La Pena vein remains open in all directions. Plus, there are also a couple other vein targets, like the Amber vein, the Pino target, that could be drilled, the Alpha vein as well. What is the balance going to be here? Do you want to bring this into production in the near term, or should you just keep exploring and growing whatever resource is going to come out next week?
I think that's dependent upon what the communities, what all of the stakeholders would like to see. I think if we can start generating a lot of work in the area, we employed a lot of people while we were drilling, and since we've stopped, a lot of those people have had to, leave town and join the coyotes to sneak into the States to find work. And we want to be able to show that we can prevent that and have people stay at home where their families are and work at home. And so if that would take, getting two or three rigs testing these other veins, or by acquiring the rights to mine this and, start putting the tunnel in, which is what it's going to need. It would be a very simple operation to get a tunnel into this and start mining it. But, we wouldn't be doing that in the next few months, but over the next year or 18 months, that really could be the development we would take while we're establishing the resource in the other veins. Yeah, the Amber vein, we've had some very high grade hits on that. The consistency of the Peña has certainly been has been better, so that's why we focused on that. But these other veins definitely need a lot more drilling on them. We're going to come in, I would guess, in excess of 500,000 ounces, I would think, something in that range. I haven't seen any preliminary numbers, but I've done some, back of the envelope work myself on it. And, if you got 500,000 ounces, it's plus 10 grams. That's valuable. That's $1 billion of metal in the ground just in that short strike length. So let's see where it comes in at. I shouldn't be estimating numbers, but it'll be in that range, I would imagine.
Well, Simon, it's definitely valuable if you have 500,000 ounces or so of high-grade gold that could provide jobs to the community, and at least it's a starting point. But I'm sure there's a lot of investors wondering, what's the rest of the exploration plan to keep growing that even further after this resource estimate comes out? Do you have a rough idea of what the next drill program would entail? Or you mentioned even having a couple rigs. Do you have a rough guidance of where those targets would be moving forward?
Yeah, we need to step out we'd step out further along the Peña vein. I mean, hole 23 was a fantastic hit. 4 meters of, over 2 ounces of gold and 5 kilos of silver over 2 meters, and it's wide open to the south. And we need a bit of infill drilling to confirm the consistency that we've seen so far. And those holes that do test the Peña vein would also cut through the Amber. We've done no resource on the Amber so far at all, but we probably hit it in 4 of the holes. It's a bit narrower, but it's very high grade also. Less silver, more gold, and there's some good visible gold in the Amber vein. And the main one, there a couple of the other veins have shown some very good width. So the program has not been designed yet. We're just starting to work with the owners of the land and fence the areas in, so we'd be more secure with the drilling on private land. We don't need to work with the public lands that are owned by the municipality, because most of the area with the veins on is on private land, and we've got a good relationship with the owners of the land. Yeah, so the program, we would start with one rig and then slowly build up like we did before.
So Simon, because you have good relationship with the landowners and it is private land, does that mean you don't need any sort of permits to get drilling again?
We are fully permitted as it sits at the moment. We don't need any more permits to continue drilling, no.
Okay, thank you. So there is still a lot of exploration to be done here, but you are about to be showing economics with the PEA coming shortly after. Do you have a general time frame on how long that's all going to take? combined with the mills that should be in operation by the end of this year?
It'll take a couple of months, I think, once we put the resource out to get the PEA done. It's like I said, it's a simple process to, we're just going to be looking at what it would cost to mine it, right? What it would cost to mill it, by we would try to sell it directly to one of the operations in the area. But we need to understand better the economics of doing that. What would they pay for it? I mean, let's get the resource out and a simple cost of mining it, and then we'll take it from there. I do think that sometime this year, we'll see Pan American's Escobal in production. I know the consultation's ongoing, and it's a bit of a stop-start because of the COVID situation, but I think it's going very positive. The nickel mine in the country had a positive consultation and is back in production. So I think we will see Escobal following that. And my guess is that, you know, we'll see Bluestone's deposit getting permitted sometime before this year's out. And that's even closer, that's 35 kilometers south with a very similar type of ore.
Yes, Simon, nice to have two different options there. And it does help with the story to show that you're not going to really need to disturb the surface being underground, and you're not going to have the mill because they're already being built elsewhere.
That's right.
So those stack up nicely for the company. Just one more thing before we wrap up, and that is that you optioned these properties from Radius Gold. And I wonder if you could just unpack that relationship and that option agreement for investors listening in.
Yeah, so Volcanic has got the right on the Holly and the Banderas property. We're earning into 60% by spending $7 million on the properties over the four-year period. I'm not sure exactly where we're at with that expenditure so far, but it's probably between $2 and $3 million we've spent to date. We also have an option on all the other areas that the Radius has got applications in the country, and we're having some very, very good success on the Montagua Norte property. We are pushing to get that exploration license granted. Most of the work we've done so far has just been surface rock sampling, you know, from subcrop and outcrop, and we're generating some very high-grade numbers and of consistency over a reasonable strike length in the subcrops and outcrops of veins in schistose rocks. It looks very interesting. We're getting a lot of samples in the 50-gram plus gold. And consistently, it looks very, very interesting. So that's a very exciting target that we're gonna be doing some work on. Hopefully, that'll be granted in the next 30 to 60 days. I've been saying that for the last 30 to 60 days. So you know, things tend to move slow in Guatemala, but we'll get it granted soon, and that'll be an exciting program on that also.
Okay, Simon, thank you for this update. Nice drill results. And please, we're going to get you back on the show on the back of that resource, whether it comes next week or the following week, to get a bit more color on that initial resource. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Simon regarding these drill results or anything coming, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. Simon, thank you again for the update, and sounds like we'll be talking again soon.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Chad. We'll be talking sometime soon. Yeah. Okay.